These houses look very, very nice. Usually sober homes don't look this nice from the outside, which is really cool.
Michael McGonigal is a sober house inspector for Gosnold, Cape Cod's largest addiction treatment center. His job is to check sober houses in the region, and today he's in Mashpee to look at a new sober house. He walks up a brick pathway to a white two-story house that looks like it could have a family living in it.
How you doing?
What's up?
Is Joe here?
Inspections by a Gosnold representative are optional for a sober house. In fact, any inspection is optional because the sober house industry isn't a medical service and therefore isn't regulated. But McGonigal says the man who runs this sober house asked for an inspection because he's trying to do things the right way. McGonigal has some advice.
If you want to have a good reputation, you want to be a good neighbor. When you come into the driveway, turn your radio down. Don't be outside at midnight screaming. We already have kind of a stigma against us already, and if we can be the best neighbor we can, we got to do that.
During the inspection, he asks the owner why he wanted to open the sober house and what the house rules will be. We get a tour of the various bedrooms, and McGonigal makes notes.
All right. I just have a little bit of paperwork to fill out. What's the price? Is there any sort of clean time or sobriety time required to come into the house?
But for neighbors, having a sober home open on your block isn't always a welcome event. The town of Falmouth has more sober houses than any other town on the Cape. Loretta Croft and her husband have lived in East Falmouth for over 30 years and knew the neighborhood before a sober home opened across the street.
This was a private residence just like our house. And then eventually they moved away and the house came up for sale. And nobody told us it was going to be what it is today.
She says the constant stream of different men in and out can take a toll on the block.
You just never know who's living in that house, you know? You got to protect yourself more today.
But Croft is careful to say she hasn't had any trouble personally with the house across the street. Police records suggest that activity at sober houses in Falmouth peaked in 2016 and 2017, but they've tapered off since the advent of voluntary certification. These days, a typical house may have around 1 to 3 police calls a year, and Croft says she doesn't see the police that often.
I feel blessed in many ways that I don't have a lot of problems with them.
Richard Winant of the Massachusetts Alliance for Sober Housing says in some ways he doesn't think the Cape is an ideal location for such a high number of sober houses.
One of the things that we advise people when they're considering opening a sober house is, number one, is it near public transportation? And number two, are there a reasonable amount of jobs in the area? And I would think that the Cape in general is not a good place in the fall or winter or even early spring.
But Michael McGonigal with Gosnold disagrees. He believes sober houses open in Falmouth because treatment is available there. And sober houses are part of that journey.
I think it has a positive effect in the community because if there wasn't a place for these addicts and alcoholics to go after treatment down here, where would they be? They'd be on the streets, or they'd be in hotels, or they'd be overdosing, you know?
According to Gosnold, a new sober house in Falmouth opens about once every 3 to 6 months.
But you can't really tell us no, you know, because we're trying to help people.
He anticipates that the home he inspected recently in Mashpee will be able to open in the next few weeks. The house manager says there are already people looking to move in. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.